Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
Hey Tineka, how you doing? Yeah, feel free to use it as much as you like. That's what I sent it to you for. You can use it however long you want to. It'll always be there, like you said, forever and ever. So, alright, hope you're well. Thanks for stopping by. Bye-bye.
You are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with your hostess, Tineka Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tineka.
All right, good morning, everyone. This is Tineka Drake, and you're tuned into God's Gift Through His Word. I'm so glad that you're here. So before we get started, we're going to have prayer, read a little bit of scripture that will be coming from Psalm 37, the first through the sixth verses. Then we'll just talk a little bit. And after that, I will let you guys go. And I do apologize on yesterday for not being here. Children were off, so it was kind of hard to get on and not have them running around in the background. However, I did do an IG live that, of course, the lives only stay for 24 hours. So if you want to catch that, you definitely can. GGTHW, the number 18. And of course, Jason B stopped by. So if you want to check that out, he gives some recommendations for some books, and sometimes it's nice. So I'm going to work on trying to be consistent with those lives, at least up until the event. So I'm going to try to do that. So I don't know if I'll continue to do that after the event, but I'm going to be working on starting. So that's what I'm going to do. So let's go ahead and go into prayer, and then we'll have some short passages of scripture, and then we'll talk very briefly, and I'll get out of here. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for once again, Lord, your word. Lord, help me to commit everything that I'm doing to you, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you that if I align myself with you, Lord God, that you will be able to grant the desires of my heart. Lord, I pray that everything that I do, Lord God, will be a testament to who you are, your glory, your holiness, your justice, your power, your love, Lord God, your forgiveness, your mercy, your grace, and so many more things. Lord, I just thank you for who you are, and Lord, I thank you that you never change. Lord, help me to walk in obedience. And Lord, take away the things in me, Lord God, that are not of you, that do not represent you, that do not help anybody. Lord God, I ask that it be removed. And Lord, work on me each and every day. Lord, I need you every day. So Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for all those who have come into my presence, Lord God, that you have put in connection with me. And Lord, I lift up to you the SoCal Podcast Explosion. Lord, I commit it to you, everything that it will be. Lord God, I put it to you. I also lift up the Purple event and also the book signing. Lord God, anything that I'm doing, Lord God, I put you first in all that I do. So Lord God, I thank you for your son. I thank you for the sacrifice, the blood that was shed for the remission of sins. Lord God, I thank you for it. In the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to read Psalm 37, verses 1 through 6, okay? And it says, "Do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. And I'm not going to say and. Okay. The justice of your cause like the noonday sun. So I'll read you guys verse 6 again, since I had a problem with the page. It says, he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. So I don't want you guys to think there was an and in there, because there was not. So after reading that, you have to see that there's some things in there that are very strong. Committing everything and commit your way to the Lord, no matter what you're doing. So for a while, I have been utilizing the notes that are in my study Bible to kind of break down some things. So in this particular set of passages, the only notes I really have is for verse 6. So we're going to read that. And verse 6 is saying, he will make your righteousness, shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. So when it talks about it, it says your righteousness, that is the prosperity and well-being that God will bestow in accordance with your, and he says, your faithful reliance on him. And let's talk about prosperity. For this sense of the Hebrew word, you have to look at other things in Isaiah 48:18, which you guys can definitely do. It says righteousness and justice. That is righteousness and justice, the justice of your cause or your vindication. So let me see here. Oh, so that they're, what they're saying is that's also a synonym. It's a synonym, which of course we know synonyms mean the same thing. They just have different words. So synonyms. You guys like Tanika, it's not cinnamon. I know. So synonyms here are rendered righteousness and justice. Both refer to manifestation of God's favor on those he pleases to bless or deliver, as in Isaiah 59:9. So accordingly, your righteousness and your justice / vindication in this verse have direct links with your righteousness and your God's justice. So God's righteousness, God's justice, and it is God's righteousness and justice that secure the righteousness and justice of those who trust in him. So there are, you know, I know we live in a world, of course, it's a dying world, it's an evil world, it's a wicked world, has a lot of wicked people and wicked things that go on. And of course, none of us are good. We say good like interchangeably, but none of us are good, and all of us have fallen short of the glory of God, and none of us are good, no, not one. So while we're sitting out here thinking that wicked people are getting away with things because there are people that kind of go above and beyond to do some pretty awful things, don't be envious and jealous of what those wicked people do. Never, ever think that someone who is wicked, who has done wrong, is getting away with it. Everyone has a price to pay. Everybody does. Everybody has their own cross to bear, and everybody will see the Lord on judgment day. So even wicked people cannot escape their own judgment, because God is going to judge the just and he's going to judge the unjust. So do not sit back and think, well, this evil person, this wicked person is getting away with just all kinds of stuff and nothing's happening to that person. Like, nothing is happening. Instead, all the good things are happening to them, and I continue to struggle while this person is flourishing. Everything good is flourishing in their life. Don't think that way. In verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Continue to walk in the way God is instructing you. Continue to have joy in the Lord and do not dwell on what that person or persons are doing. Remember, God is in charge of everything. Even when you don't see what's going on, commit everything to Him and do not be envious and jealous of any person who does evil, no matter what. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. You see, everything that we need to do, commit it all to God. I don't care what it is, you commit it to God. Whatever you're doing, you pray about it and give it to Him. Don't try to take everything upon yourself and think that you can control every asset and facet of your life, because you cannot. God orchestrates our lives. And I've said that time and time again, even when sometimes I find myself trying to dictate how my life is going to go. And I know that that's not going to be how it goes, but somehow I still want to try to have control. And sometimes that's what we want to do. We don't want to let go of the control. But you have to let go of the control and surrender to the Lord, because He is the one that knows and goes before you for everything. He knows how your life is going to turn out. He has everything planned for you. Everything has already been ordained. So when you think that you know what's going on in your life and you're like, huh, I didn't think this was going to happen, you don't know. You can't see the future of what God is planning. You have no clue. And it always says in the Word, our thoughts are not His thoughts. His ways are not our ways. God has a different way of thinking, a different way of doing, He has a total different way. And we always think that sometimes what we have planned is something good, and it's really not. We just got to commit to the Lord. And I hope that you will commit everything to the Lord no matter what. And don't worry about when someone does something wicked to you. Don't be envious and jealous of that. So as I am in sharing, this is still part of the moving forward no matter what, and I want you to move forward and not get stuck on what someone wicked or evil is doing. You continue to focus on the Lord. You continue to do what He's put on your heart to do, and you press forward. So when you push forward, you are giving yourself permission to not let the harm or hurt hold you back. And I just want to share that. I know that the Word is not a self-help book. I know that the Word is not something to just look at occasionally and think, I read it today and that's that. This is God's Word. It's powerful. God is holy. God is righteous, and He is just, and He has so many more characteristics than what I have named. But pray before you read the Word and let Him reveal with the Holy Spirit what the Word is saying to you. And please press forward no matter what. Don't get scared and fearful and then have fear running around, false evidence appearing real, and then you don't do anything because you're stuck in the what if boat. Well, what if this goes wrong? Well, what if it doesn't turn out the way it's supposed to? Well, what if people don't believe in it? What if this and what if that? The what if will stop you from doing anything that God has told you to do. Do not be stuck in the what if boat. And then while the Lord is telling you to do something, you're being disobedient. You're not being obedient to the Word. Remember, God requires obedience. So be obedient to what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. And don't get in that what if boat that it doesn't work out. So I'm going to get out of here. But before I do, I just wanted to end by talking about a little bit about the SoCal podcast explosion and a little bit about domestic violence. So the SoCal podcast explosion, of course, you guys know, is coming up this month, October, and it's going to be, of course, at the Grafton Hotel at Bar 20. So it'll be October 23rd from 6 to 11, and it will be 8462 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Of course, 18 years of age to attend, and drinking, please be 21 years of age, and drink responsibly. It's a free event. Come out, share. Of course, I want you to listen, and I'll probably be running the little advertisement for that. So hopefully you come out and meet up and get a chance to hear people, to be inspired, encouraged to start your own podcast and figure out what it is and what kind of messages you want to put out there in the world to encourage somebody else to do maybe what you would be doing. So with that being said, I also want to share, this is still Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So for those of you might find yourself or you might be involved right now in a domestically violent or toxic or abusive situation, the number to call is 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E. 7233 are the generics to that. And please call. It starts with a phone call. It starts with knowing that you do have the courage and the boldness to stand up and speak up and share about what's going on. Don't be silent and think that you're alone, because you're not alone. So be bold and courageous and strong. Make the call if you find yourself in a dark space, an abusive relationship. And I know it can be hard. So make sure when you do call, you call from a place of safety. And also, I want to also put out the number for the suicide hotline as well, which is also part of the Veterans Crisis Line. They share the same number. So the number is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, and the numerics of that is 8255. And that will be the same for the crisis line. You'll just have to push 1. And you can also text 838-255 if you need to speak with someone and you want someone to text you. So I give those numbers because I know there has been a lot of talk about suicides. I've been having to deal with it in my own life with my kids, and I've had to come against some of those really dark, terrible thoughts. And we have to remember to encourage others to stand strong and not to give up, because God is able. He's able to help us through everything. So be blessed, motivated, and inspired. And I look forward to seeing you guys at the SoCal Podcast Explosion. Take care, be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. You guys take care, and thank you for tuning in to God's Gift to His Word with your lovely host, Tanika Drake. Take care, everyone.
Tanika, hello, it's Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul. Thank you so very much for your message about the Southern California podcast explosion. I'm kind of excited. It'll be so fun to meet some of the podcasters in the Los Angeles area. I've been talking to Kurt. He is Inspirato Projecto out here on Anchor. And also Amber Smiles Jones of the Professionally Silly podcast and YouTube channel as well. And I'm trying to get in touch with other podcasters in this area. What a fun thing. Thank you so much for organizing this event. I'm bringing my little mic that connects to my mobile device so that we can do some group conversations and publish them on our shows for everybody else who can't be there with us in person. It's going to be fun. What an amazing way to connect. Bye.
Hello, this is, of course, Tanika Drake. Please sit back and listen out for some amazing announcements from Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio and Pastor of Walk of Truth Christian Fellowship Church. Enjoy, you all.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay with Walk of Truth Radio Podcast, and I want you to come listen to Walk of Truth Radio with Pastor Jay. That's me. And you can get Bible study lessons, sermons, Real Talk Weekend, and a daily encouraging word. Please check us out. Subscribe, share, and listen. And again, I always want you to be at peace, be encouraged, and be blessed. And I'll see you on the other side.
You are listening to God Give Through His Word with Tanika Drake. I am Joby D from the Joby D Podcast, and I'm just extending an invitation for you to join us at SoCal Podcast Explosion, October 23rd. So keep on tuning in to God Give Through His Word with Tanika Drake. Take it.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed God's gift through His Word, please don't forget to check me out on all the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbean, ListenNotes.com, LoftyCast.com, Radio Public, of course, and Spotify. There are tons more podcast platforms. You can definitely check me out on any of those that you feel to do. And please do not forget to get social with me. You can find me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Let me know how you found me. Let me know how we can get connected. And maybe you can also be a guest on the show. So I hope you're going to have an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing afternoon, whenever you tune into God's gift through His Word, from all the different countries and from all the different places where you tune in each and every day. I hope that you find this inspiring. Hope you find it motivating. And I hope it helps you just a little bit walk a little stronger in your faith with the Lord. Have an amazing day. Remember to always be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Take care, and thank you for tuning in.
Everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.